The Browns are gearing up to face an improved Jacksonville Jaguar team this Sunday. Here's head coach Rob Chizinski with more.
Good morning. Back to work with our players today. We're looking forward to playing Jacksonville at First Energy Stadium this weekend. As you look at them as a team, they've improved as the season's gone on, particularly since the bye week. They've been won two out of three games since that bye week that they had, beat Tennessee and beat Houston this past weekend. Offensively, they've come on. Opportunistic offense, led at quarterback by Henny. He's played well and efficiently in that role. They're talented at the skill positions. Cecil Shorts, a very good wide receiver, very versatile, does a lot for them. Brown and Sanders also play there as well. Mercedes Lewis, I felt, has been one of the most underrated tight ends for a long time in the league. And Clay Harbor is playing very well at tight end as well in their multiple tight end sets. Maurice Jones-Drew has been one of the best running backs in the league for a long time, and he's still playing at a high level. In their offensive line, they've had some changes at their offensive line, but they have seemed to solidify there. Defensively, it's a high-motor, very active defense, attacking defense. Their defensive line is excellent. They play it's a deep group. They play a lot of guys there. Jason Babin, Branch, and Aluola are very good defensive ends, and Marks is playing very well inside a defensive tackle. Their linebackers, Puzlusny, you know about, Hayes and Allen, all tough guys, play very good in the defense. And their defensive backs are a young group, very talented group. I think they're starting three rookies in the back end. Some of these guys we had a chance to evaluate and really liked going into the draft. Evans and Ciprian are their safeties starting there. Ball and Gratz are starting at their corners. Their special teams are very good. It's a strength of theirs, a solid core. They got a great kicker and punter and returners as well. So those will all be a challenge as we get ready to play. Jason Campbell is feeling better. He's not going to practice today. He's in the NFL concussion protocol. Whedon will start the game. We'll rally around him in order to get ready for Jacksonville. And we'll be ready for that opportunity as we work through this week, Thanksgiving week, and we'll modify our practice schedule tomorrow for Thanksgiving. I'll take questions.
Is Jason in the building?
Jason is not.
Is he still, is he not ruled out? Or is
he... Yeah, it's doubtful that he'll play, but he's not ruled out completely.
Does the fact that you signed a guy off a practice squad rather than a veteran indicate that you don't expect Campbell to be out long?
No, not necessarily. We looked around and felt that Alex was a guy that had good potential. He was efficient in his opportunities in the preseason and looking at him. He's got good ability, accuracy, and was a guy that Ray Farmer on our scouting staff had actually spent time with him a year ago in Kansas City, knew him very well, so was very high on him. And the other thing is, it was important, is that he's been in the system. The terminology is familiar with him. So, from that standpoint, it'd be an easier transition.
What can you expect or hope that he can learn by Sunday, in case he's forced into action?
Well, some of that we'll have to find out as we go and see what, he does best and is most comfortable with. We'll have a package for him, to be ready. But again, the biggest hurdle typically is guys' ability to get over the terminology and then the names of the plays and formations and all those type of things. And since Dallas is similar in that way, that'll ease that process.
I think Brandon has.
Go ahead. Did you watch the YouTube clip? I mean, he was throwing the guys riding in pickup trucks and out of apartment windows and stuff like that.
Yeah, I heard about that. I have not watched that. I'm hoping he can throw them to the receivers, and we'll find that out today. So.
How do you think that Brandon has handled all the ups and downs of the season, the benchings, the booing, and everything he's had to endure this season?
Yeah, I think that he's done a good job, but he's really kept his head into it. He's been a professional through it all. Those are the things that are difficult as you go through a career, and I think he's handled them very well, and I think it's put him in a position where he stayed into it and was going to be ready for his opportunity if it came up, and it's come up.
The fact that he gets booed when he comes on the field. He hasn't had a chance to do anything bad. I mean, isn't that kind of self-defeating to him? I mean, he knows he doesn't have the support of the fans.
Well, I think that changes and can change quickly, and it's a matter of production, performance. The most important thing is I know that he has the backing of his teammates and, you know, the type of guys we have in the locker room, their support for him. They want to win, and everybody realizes that Brandon needs to play well, as everybody does, but Brandon needs to play well and do his part for us to win.
Had to make a change of quarterback either by decision or because of injury. How tough is that for an offense? And, you know, not that you're providing an excuse, but just, you know, for players to deal with that in, you know, first 10, 11 weeks of an NFL season.
It's not easy and it's not ideal, but it is what it is right now. And I think that as you look at it, it's impressive. It says a lot about the character of our guys and those guys in the locker room that they have been able to adjust, rally, re-rally, and do it again behind guys. And I don't expect anything different in this case as well.
Record-keeping, is Tanny past the physical and officially signed?
He is.
Is there any thought to putting Campbell on IR?
Not at this point. Yeah, we've had, Gray's been battling some injuries right now, and Andre Smith is a guy who is a good football player, very good blocker, and that's one of the areas that we want to improve on as well.
Hey, Chad, could you really go into some in-depth about Mitchell Schwartz? It seems like he's having some tough times this year.
He's been up and down a little bit. I really felt like he's made a lot of progress. He had some struggles this week, and I think that as I look at him, obviously taken out this past week, but as I look at him, I've seen a lot of improvement, and I think he'll get it back on track and get playing better. A lot of things are technical things that he can improve on, and trust his technique in that way.
Do again, we've talked about this a lot throughout the season, but to increase the production of some of the other skill players so that it's not just a one trick or maybe even a two trick pony.
I think that those opportunities as they come up in the game are going to come up, and a lot of that is you can design plays expecting trying to throw it to a certain place, and it as defenses have different coverages, those different coverages are going to dictate it to go somewhere else. So there's some things you can do to design. The emphasis has been on those guys and everybody producing when they have their opportunities, and we'll continue to emphasize that. And as things come up in the game, we have to be ready and ready to make those plays.
Hey, Chuck, if Ray Farmer knew Tanny so long, why did you guys wait this long to bring in another quarterback?
At the time that we had the two, we felt like, Jason was playing well, and we still had Brandon, who was very familiar with our system and what we were doing. We had some injury issues that we had to work around from a roster standpoint and balancing the roster. It also gave us an opportunity to activate or bring some guys in that could contribute right away in other areas. So, you look at the guys like the Jordan Poyers and the Eubanks and a number of those guys. And some examples of those guys that we were able to bring in and get them where they were producing and helping us right away, whether it's special teams or on defense or offensively, so forth.
We talked a little bit about the offensive line the other day and some of the struggles they've had. But what are your impressions of Alex Mack? And obviously he's a guy going into a contract. He's in a contract year. Your thoughts on him the first year working with him?
Yeah, I think, Alex is an outstanding player. He's physical. He can move. He's getting a better understanding of calls and doing a lot of the things that we ask a center to do, and really improved in that way and learning the game. Some of those things he wasn't asked or hasn't been asked to do, so that was new for him.
How much control will you have? Obviously, when contract time does come, as far as where you'd like, would you like to see him re-signed?
Yeah, we'll get into all those discussions once we get done with the season. Screen will practice today, and Carter will not practice today. Craig will not practice today.
Did you bring in other quarterbacks that was reported? Hey, Haney, what you looked at?
We looked at a number of guys, and again, basically, both.
Don't think he played a defensive NFL snap until Sunday. What did you see out of him, and then how confident if he needs to start the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I really thought that he stepped in and did a nice job. And, you know, there's obviously some things that he can improve on that we can correct. But it was encouraging to see him come in, understand what he needed to do, and played well for that position coming in.
What you guys kind of went through the other day with, you know, some of the defensive guys saying things and you addressing the team. How do you, as you reset this thing on Wednesday heading into the week, is that behind you? Is it a non-issue? Is it
with what things?
Just, you know, you addressing the team about no finger pointing and sticking together and no divisiveness in the locker room. Is, as you come in here now, do you get the vibe that everybody's good?
I do. We're starting December, and this is an important part of the season, the stretch run here, and that's, you know, how we're approaching it. This team is a very, very close team. I haven't been around one that's closer. There's really not finger pointing going on. I think sometimes those things are can be taken the wrong way. I spoke to that the other day. There's things we need to improve on and get better at, and we'll continue to do that. But as far as the team and the chemistry of the team, there's no issues there.
Chad, you mentioned Shorts, Cecil Shorts, in your opening. What stands out about him that makes you think so highly?
Real versatile guy. I mean, he's a playmaker. He does a lot for him. Can run any type of route that you want, and really has been productive and playing well.